Hollywood celebrities headline dance party for Kamala fundraiser at famous LGBTQLA nightclub. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 1, 2024. Hollywood celebrities, including Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Emily in Paris star Ashley Park, and RuPaul's Drag Race star Jinx Monsoon, are set to headline a dance party for Kamala fundraiser at the famous LGBTQ bar The Abbey in West Hollywood on Thursday. The dance party fundraiser in support of Vice President Kamala Harris' 2024 presidential campaign will also feature appearances by former Bachelor star Colton Underwood, Glee star Darren Criss, and singer Betty Who, according to a report by Variety. Additional attendees will reportedly include fitness influencer Kayla Marshall, and internet personalities Dexter Mayfield, Haley Jordan, and Allison Floria, as well as Los Angeles City Council member Nitya Raman. Ticket prices range from $25 for a general attendance to $10,000 to become a chair with access to a pre-reception and reserve table seating for six seats. A dance party will be hosted by Harris National Finance Committee members Todd Hawkins and Justin Makita, as well as the Abbey owner Tristan Shewcroft. "We need to come together like never before," gay actor Wilson Cruz told Advocate. "Kamala Harris is committed to our community in ways that go beyond mere words. She lives and breathes this fight every day, and I've seen it up close." The Harris fundraiser at an LGBTQ bar will arrive on the same day that Algerian fighter Imane Khalif, who was disqualified from the International Boxing Association 2023 World Boxing Championships after failing gender eligibility tests, beat Italian fighter Angela Carini in a boxing match at the 2024 Paris Olympics, after just 46 seconds in the fight. Notably, men competing against women in female-only sports is a concept Democrats support. "Kamala Harris supports this. Vote accordingly," investment banker John Lefevre said in a Thursday X post, sharing a video of Khalif fighting Carini at the Olympics, to which Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk replied by daring Harris to deny it. But Harris denying that she supports men competing against women might not be something the public will hear anytime soon, as the vice president has previously boasted about her work to not only refrain from removing men from female-only spaces, but to make them more comfortable in those spaces via taxpayer-funded sex reassignment surgeries. "When I was Attorney General of California, I learned that the California Department of Corrections were standing in the way of surgery for prisoners," Harris said. "There was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California, so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need," Harris added. "I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country where I pushed for the policy in a Department of Corrections." In June, Breitbart News reported that a male convict living as a woman in a California prison was transferred out of the female-only facility after being indicted for raping a woman in a shower. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.